Do you want a countdown?
Yes, please.
Okay, we'll be going live in three.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 118 for the end of March 2022. I am your host, Fraser. I'm joined on my top left by Dave.
Hello.
No, you can't do the waves, Dave. It's an audio podcast.
I know. I'm saying hello and waving this time.
Didn't hear you say hello.
And on my bottom right by Neil.
Hello.
Dave lives in the moment, doesn't he?
Yeah, if you're going to wave, you just have to say the word, I'm waving.
No. I'm waving, yeah. Or that TikTok voice. Dave is waving.
I don't watch TikTok, sorry. I'm a bit too old for that.
Yeah, good for you. We're not joined by Pilch today. He has other things to tend to, so he will be sorely missed. And we will miss him for the evening. Hope to see him back soon.
Yep.
Gentlemen, how are we? Dave, we've not had you here for a couple of weeks. Are you well?
Yes, I'm good. Yes, I've just been extremely busy with work, unfortunately. So I was just saying to Neil that I've worked solid for like 2 weeks. And it's my first night off. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So. I thought it was the first time you've actually worked for the like. In your entire
life. Right, no, we moved from onto Azure, the 365 virtual machines at work. So it's been a lot of configuration and setup and issues and stuff like that. So I'm sick of computers now. So
No, well, that's all right. Just kick back. As long as just keep your headset on there. Don't touch the keyboard, and everything should be fine. You don't need. We'll take it from here, Dave.
glad to see you guys again. It has felt like a long time since I've actually had a relax and a chat and a catch up with everyone.
All right. Yeah. Well, good. Well, let's take it as easy as we can. There's I think both Dave and I certainly have not got much to contribute in terms of video games, so we'll just have to have a bit of a social instead. Neil's going to pick up the slack, though, so that's
I don't know about that. There's only so much I can talk about the same game every week.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll give it a go.
All right, well, then before we get to that and what we've been up to, then let's do the old housekeeping. So I'm running without notes, by the way, tonight, everyone. So
have you not printed?
No, not printed. Not got them up on the screen.
Saving paper. Have you run out of ink or something?
No, I've got two printer cartridges just about to land on my doorstep any moment. But I still.
You might end up with an extra. Maybe an extra few.
Yeah.
Bonus ones. Like. Seems like that's what happens with you. You don't. You get stuff you don't order.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, no. It's I'm having to just keep an eye on. You know, it's one of those things, right? There's my birthday's in a few days. And I know there was something, like, I opened up the door yesterday and there's an Amazon parcel there from addressed to my wife. And I was like, you know, giving it the old feel. I'm like, oh, I think that's for me. I didn't say anything.
Did you get some Lego then?
Yeah, some Lego would be great. Yeah. Oh, I'll take Lego. It has to be a good big set though, wouldn't it? Right.
Like the Death Star. Something.
Yeah. Death Star would be good.
Nothing from the new films, obviously, though.
No.
You wouldn't recognise it. You'd be like, what the fuck is this? I don't know what this is.
What would they have at the new films that would be anything decent?
No one knows what's in the new films other than anything that was in the old films. Because no one can remember and they're only about like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be... Well, we already have a Star Destroyer. My son got a Star Destroyer, a small one, not the big one. But so we've had that. No Death Star. I guess the Death Star would be pretty cool. Or a huge
I don't know. I think the big Star Destroyer looks Star much Destroyers, more impressive than the Death Star one that I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would probably take that over a Death Star. Maybe a Millennium.
Yeah, because the Super Star Destroyer thing that I saw was literally about fucking 4 foot long. It was fucking
That's not the one we have, no.
You're not getting to the age that you're starting to build your own miniature steam engines or anything yet.
You know what? It's funny you say that. I'm not at that age, but I do watch videos. There's a YouTube, there's a lady on YouTube, Blondie Hacks, Blondie with an I, and
Debbie Harry.
And she passed the mustard, and she long time listeners know what we're talking about.
Yeah, Dave didn't even know what you were talking about for a minute there.
I remember. Yeah, it took a second, but I got there.
Oh, I've lost my train of thought now. What was I going to say?
Debbie Harry.
Oh, it's Blondie Hex. Yeah, Blondie Hex. Yeah, I watched a whole series where she built a little miniature steam engine. So I've sat and watched that and been interested in it.
You can't take the piss out of it too much. Rod Stewart's into steam trains, isn't he?
He was really... He's into his model railways in a big way. Yeah. I don't know about steam
that's what
stuff,
I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean. Model railways.
Yeah, because I can remember years ago there was a picture of him leaving like a... some sort of nightclub or something with a copy of Railway Enthusiast magazine or something somebody had spotted, right?
When he's not filling potholes, he's like playing with his trains.
Why? What's the thing about potholes?
Oh, he took it upon himself. He went out with, some people and apparently started just filling in the potholes himself. Asked with people, waiting for people to sort it out.
So, the reason behind that was, like, he said that he can't take his Ferraris out, like, along the country road because... Yeah, there's too many potholes and it will damage it. So it's like,
right.
I don't really feel that much sympathy for you. Yeah.
Don't live in the country with a Ferrari.
If you've got the money to do it and you just want to get a van load of guys and, you know, a load of tarmac, why not?
Just get a van. Then you'll be all right.
I don't know. I guess it's going to be, if he's shaming the council into action, then that's pretty good. You know, he's maybe
doing some stuff. Someone went around and painted like penises over all the potholes somewhere, and that's how they got them to fix the potholes. They just spray painted fucking cocks everywhere, all over the potholes.
Yeah, that'll do it. So housekeeping, moving swiftly along. Housekeeping. Because I don't have my notes in front of me now. Fans, this cock football. Anything talk about football?
Well, we have to talk about it this week.
We won't be talking about it for the next week.
No, because there won't be any next week. Because it's boring international week. But I was top scorer last week.
Oh, yeah? Did you have a printout of the numbers?
I played the free hit. It's on the screen if you are watching. But I got 81 because I played my free hit, so I bunged in a load of players. Had Captain Kane, wasn't it? And Kane and Son got quite a few points last week. Right. So I put them both in for that week. I don't know what it's going to look like next week, next time it's on. But so I caught up quite a bit there. Our Christian had a bit of a weak one. Vince banged Vince in a good 69er.
He did the same as you, though. I think he had Kane and Son. I don't know whether he played a free hit, though. I think he took...
Taken a hit on points.
He took hit. He took transfer hits, I think, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty tight at the top still, it's not very tight at the bottom.
Yeah, like 5 points between number one and two, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty close. You're still stuck in third. You dropped down a little bit this week, but not a million miles away still. There's a big double game week coming up, which I think Fraser's planning for already.
I've been planning for this one for a couple of weeks now, sort of slowly bringing in. I have a wild card left, I think, so I'm not sure whether I'm going to...
That seems like a week to play it, doesn't it?
Do a wholesale change.
Or do you want to do a bench boost?
I don't have a bench boost left now.
Have you not?
No, that went in one of the first weeks or something.
Yeah.
I used the bench boost, I think, early on because... You know, typically, you always have like a few dogs on the bench or somebody's injured or something like that. And I think there was one week where I knew everyone was probably going to play. And I was like, this is the week. If any week, you know, this is as good a week as any to just throw it in there and do it. So I don't know whether...
Well, I thought I was doing okay this week. So, and then I looked at my team. And then obviously, you know, when you click on it, there's always like the highest score is like one of the other buttons you can press. So I pressed the highest score and I was like... They had like 20 odd points more than me. And I was looking at it going, I don't understand how they've got so many more points than me because they've basically got the same team. And then they had their bench boost on, didn't they? And they had like people on their bench and scored points. Right. Yeah, they got like an extra 20 odd points. It's like, That can actually make quite a big difference if you play at the right time, can it?
If you get it right, yeah. I mean, that was the thing with the triple captain, right? So many people, lots of people triple captained.
What, Salah the week he did?
Salah that week he did really good. No, there's the week he did really well. So.
Okay, we're getting into, I think, our little mini cup starts in a few weeks.
Oh, okay, that'll be good.
A little league cup. So
all right,
maybe,
okay.
I don't know. Which depends who you get drawn. Hopefully it won't be like the top three all drawn against each other in the first week.
Well, hopefully it will be, right? That could be good if you get to, like, you need the top guys knocking each other out. That would be good.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting. So
it will be very exciting, won't it?
Might be revitalise people who haven't really been looking at it potentially for a while. You know, even I doubt it, though.
Yeah, we'll see. yeah, staying on football, we're hanging on. As a Canadian, we're hanging on for Canada to get qualified. All we need to do is win one more game out of our qualifying.
Have you had one this week already?
Yeah, we lost our first game. It was our we've ended our six-game winning streak. And it's the first game we've lost in the whole round robin competition. We lost to Costa Rica.
That's gotta hurt.
Yeah, that would have sealed it. I think if we just had a draw, we would have been okay. But we lost.
You have Mexico in your group. Is it Mexico?
Mexico should be in there.
Are they CONCACAF? Is that you?
CONCACAF. Yeah.
CONCACAF.
So, yeah, this week we play on Saturday or Sunday. I think, can't remember. We play Jamaica at home. In Toronto, so
big one.
Yeah, so maybe it's going to be.
They could upset it.
Yeah, they could. I think it's good. I think Canada can clinch it at home. The BMO Field is a really good field to play at as well. So it's good.
It's like, nice and cold up there.
It's fucking freezing. I was looking to see maybe get. I was thinking about maybe going to see it, get tickets or whatever, and then I just thought, you know what? I mean, it would be good to go to. Tickets are pricey though; they're not that cheap. And then I was like, God. It's right on the lake, and God, that wind whips in off that lake. It is cold right now, too. So, yeah, I don't know about that. That could be brutal, but it would still
well, we're
be
having our summer right now.
Oh, yeah. Peak of summer right now, is it?
Yeah. It's like balmy 17 degrees, I think, today.
That's not unusual for the end of March, though. Sometimes the end of March always throws up a nice week or something.
I don't know if anything really is unusual in this country at any time of the year, to be honest.
I think last year we were having snow at this time. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But the unusual thing is it's not raining, I guess. Yeah. Like, it's quite unusual.
Yeah,
I guess that's one takeaway. Yeah. Anything going on with Twitch or Discord or however we interact with the community?
Banging out a load of YouTube videos.
We have. We have a new star YouTube video as well, don't we?
Do we?
Mine.
Which one was it? Your Death's Door one got quite a few views.
Oh, did it? I haven't checked. I don't think they
got
Joking aside, I think my grenade, we were saying just before the show started, my grenade video's got a few more views than Neil's boss fights. But I totally concede Neil's boss fight videos are much better. You know, and definitely worth checking out, people. My grenade video is like 30 seconds long and people can just jump. I've probably watched it 10 times.
There's no commentary going on in yours, is there?
No.
On your grenade kill. It was spectacular, I have to admit.
But
spectacularly fluky.
Yeah, it's what I wanted to do. I just got lucky.
How many other things do you want to do but just don't happen?
Well, that's true. That's true. But I was very lucky that the second guy was there. I had no idea the second guy was there. So
Yeah. But yeah, still, I've got a couple more scheduled to go. I've been basically, there's been a video every day, pretty much. I think I missed one day when I was just absolutely awful and the night before when I couldn't be bothered. But I put out, most of them are like, they're the mini bosses from Elden Ring. And usually, they are seen to a successful completion. But I did put one out this evening where things don't go to plan exactly. So that's a bit of a different take on the Elden Ring experience that I have. Yeah.
Well, that's all right. The viewers will know that you're just a human being after all.
Yeah.
So that's good. We'll just keep that up.
I did want to shout out to the people who've constantly been either liking or commenting on all of the either tweets or videos that have been banging out. And that is Cobby, Marty, Paul W, Mint Safe, and Elusive Man. regularly liking and chatting on the either on the comments of the video or on Twitter. So thank you to all of those people who are interacting and letting me know that someone at least is watching it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks, everyone. Appreciate that. Again, I don't have notes in front of me. So what do we move on to next? We have what?
I didn't check emails, but I don't think we have any emails unless they're in spam.
I'm literally just checking it now.
Okay, cool. So we had one tweet in from Paul W. You're going to love this one, Fraser. It says, do you think that there will be any Elden Ring DLC? I have a feeling sometime around November 22 could be a suitable release date.
I think they're trying to bang out some additional pay-for content as soon as possible, really.
I don't know about as soon as possible.
It's been an unrivaled... It's been the single best-selling game that they've ever done.
Yeah, and every other one of their games, I think, has had DLC after launch. So, with, extra areas or bosses or stuff.
Have they?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't think they did DLC.
Well, I don't know about Bloodborne, to be fair. But Dark Souls 1 definitely had at least one DLC. 2 had a couple. 3 definitely had 2. And Sekiro, I think, had a bit as well, because there was a Game of the Year version of that. So, I think it's their sort of play is usually put out an amazing game and then add a little bit on at the end for, I don't know how much it is. And then people maybe... I think it's probably out within 12 months, to be fair, because I'm sure it's the year after it's released. There's usually the Game of the Year version where you get all the DLC bundled in and that. So,
yeah,
definitely see it.
I think with this one, because there is an open world element, it's so easy for them to, put in some DLC that's a
hit. Oh, here's a new cave that you couldn't go in before, and it leads to this enormous new area.
Yeah,
thanks.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, I can definitely see it. Like I say, there's definitely a... Well, they've always managed to do it before and do it well. So, I can definitely see that happen. I reckon summer could be the first. I don't know. They could end up fucking banging in loads of this one. But depends what they're going to do going forward.
I suspect they'll do a small, quick one. June, July. Probably fiver, maybe 7 quid. That is
it's not going to be as cheap as a fiver.
Well, no, it's going to be a small one. It's going to be an extra boss or something, and just to keep people sweet and playing the game. And then they'll do
assuming people have actually started finishing it by then.
Yeah, well, they could do it in on a sliding scale and not actually do it as an end boss, but level,
Well, the thing is with this is all of them have always had optional content in.
Right.
So, even when it first comes out, there's loads of stuff that you don't have to do to finish the game. Hmm. But there's fucking loads of stuff to do. So,
I just got a notice from Craig that he stopped recording, even though he's sitting in our channel. Is someone recording?
Oh, this is what happened last week.
Yeah. I'm recording, yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
To the rescue.
Thank you,
Gary's Dan. In the chat. Says Elden Ring is amazing.
Yeah.
See, he's been playing.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Well, let's talk about what we've been up to then, if we've been up to anything. I can start. I don't have masses to report, although the interesting thing I had this week was I went to a trade show. My industry trade show was this week. It's every 2 years down in the city, and it wasn't on a couple of years ago because of obvious reasons.
You get yourself a rampant rabbit.
I was going to say, a risque trade show next door?
Why? What's that? Why?
Tell me you don't know what. A rampant rabbit? Have I said it wrong?
No.
I'm assuming that's what it's called.
The big thing is E3.
It's quite big.
Used to be... always hosted next to, I'm not sure if it's the Playboy or basically a massive sex convention. And it was if you bought tickets for one, you got into everything. So the funny thing is everybody went to the game show but came back with massive dildos. And
all right,
yeah,
that's the Saints Row stand.
Yeah, yeah, that was just the gaming one. Not even going to the. But yeah, that was it.
Yeah, disappointingly, no, that did not happen. No, but I went down to it yesterday.
Was it local?
It was down in Toronto. Right. So
did you stay over or?
No. I just went down in the morning and came back, you know. But it was just odd. It's the first time I've done anything, you know, in 2 years. The first thing you've done anything with crowds. We had our mask mandate lifted, so you know, there's no masking. Very few people were masked. And then after the show, there was a do at some place, you know, with, you know, free, you know, a free beer and food thing put on by one of the bigger people in the industry. Yeah. And that was just rammed full of people. I mean, I've no doubt got COVID now, probably. It's probably, you know, but it was just odd just to get out and do something and see people. I found it very, very draining, right? You know, mm-hmm. I just, within 10 minutes of talking to people at the show, I felt like I was losing my voice. It felt like it was so long since I'd had to talk to people. Yeah, just exhausting, right? You know, you forgot what it was like. And being downtown again, you know, it was all down around, you know, the sites of Toronto near the CN Tower and places like that, you know, which I wouldn't even bat an eyelid normally now, but because I haven't been down there for what feels like ages. It was, everyone was saying the same thing, you know, it felt like you were a tourist in your own city again, yeah. Right? You know, it was just very, very strange. So anyway, no doubt we'll see our numbers start to climb again and the masks will be back at some point.
I think that's it now. Mask fight, it's all gone.
It's all gone? Doesn't
matter now. Yeah.
I don't know if they can put the genie back in the bottle, but... yeah, it just seemed very strange. I mean, particularly the after party was just rammed full of people. I was like, this ain't good. Surely this can't be good. I mean, people are still... My dad came down with COVID this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm well aware that it's still out there, but...
it's gone fucking crazy over here, I think. I'll probably get it again. Fucking have I had it like a month ago.
Right.
I'll be surprised about it again by the end of month.
Yeah, so I'm still not keen to get it, but there you go. So...
Yeah, I don't recommend it.
No, I keep having to try and tell myself, you know what, just remind yourself you don't want it. I'm going to admit, I did walk the show, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to put my mask on while I walk the show for two reasons. One, I'm going to be walking past, milling around tons of people, so why not? And then secondly, it means that anybody, if I see people I'm in with a chat, see people that I don't want to talk to, I'm going to like still be anonymous and able, yeah, maybe just to get...
Might not recognize me.
Yeah, I might not have to speak to them, so... Yeah, so, but anyway, you know, it was nice to get out again and whatnot. So, yeah. I guess life is slowly returning to normal in some sort of fashion.
Over here, it's just rapidly returning to
the new normal, whatever that is. So, yeah. But yeah, not much else to report, really. You know, business as usual, everyone.
Yeah. No, I ain't done a lot. Well, I've done fuck all, really.
It's Dave we're going to be relying on here, isn't it? Shed report.
We can have a conversation, me and Dave.
Ooh.
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 So we both did the same thing.
Oh, yeah. F1.
Okay.
We watched the F1.
Back, baby.
We didn't watch the F1 together. No, but we both watched. I actually watched it late because I was actually working.
Well, I watched it late as well because I was working.
Okay. Which one was it? Where was this Grand Prix?
Bahrain.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, first one back for 2022. New cars, new aero packages, same engines, I think.
Is that the first race of the season? Is that why it's important? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
second one this weekend.
Yep.
Saudi. Another great place.
Saudi, who's just had a terrorist attack quite close to the F1.
Might not have a race this weekend, the way things potentially could go this weekend.
Yeah. But yeah, it was very interesting. Hamilton, Mercedes are not in contention at the moment.
Considering they've dominated for like eight years.
So yeah, that's interesting to see. It's now a Ferrari and Red Bull. If Red Bull can get their cars to finish.
Yeah, if they can get their cars to the end of the race without running, like having problems with their fuel pumps.
It was a vacuum problem.
Yeah.
But
they didn't do enough long run and testing, apparently.
No.
They were focused on getting their speed up.
But the people don't.
Everyone else apparently did this testing and went, bit of a problem here potentially.
Yeah. What? Well, they say it was a vacuum issue, when actually a lot of people say it wasn't. It was actually the mix of their petrol degraded.
Yeah, because they're using this weird fuel, aren't they? Yeah. E10.
Yeah.
Which is whatever everyone's using, I think.
Yeah.
It's like biofuel.
10% organic.
Or partially biofuel.
Yeah. 10% organic. But the standard of the fuel is standardized across the teams, but they can add additives to a certain point to increase its octane level.
Getting some NOx in there.
I find that really difficult to believe. I mean, if you say it's true, then it's true. But I would have thought, like Formula One, which has all these rules of trying to standardize everything, that they would allow people to fuck with the fuel.
Petronas is the sponsor for Mercedes, and Petronas is a oil and fuel company in Malaysia. So there's a big reason why, and Mercedes have probably lobbied for their own teams to be able to fuck with the fuel, so to speak.
That seems
there's
really
only so much. They won't be allowed to completely use different fuel.
No, they still need to be 10% organic, and it needs to be in a range of octane, but they can add additives and...
I did not know this.
Yeah.
Is that new for this year, or is that
always been like that? So, but what they reckon is Red Bull's messed around with it, and it's degraded the fuel pump in such a way.
Yeah.
But they don't want to admit it. They're saying it was a vacuum, because they don't want the secrets of their...
It was a vacuum where the fuel pump was supposed to be. Because it is completely gone.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting.
But yeah, Ferrari back to the front of the grid, which has
Ferrari
not been
back.
The case for quite a while.
Ferrari 1-2. And even though Mercedes and Hamilton were not in a contention, he still got on the podium.
Yeah, that was pretty unlikely.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
And a Haas car was fifth, I think. Yeah, behind Russell.
Finished the race and in the points.
Now, is that unusual? That was the one the Russian guy was in, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were talking about that last week.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, because I was watching Drive to Survive, wasn't I? They've gone from zeros to heroes in like space of
Hulkenberg,
3 months.
Back in the car after taking...
And Aston Martin. Seb Vettel's got fucking COVID. He missed last race and is missing this week.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Fucking nightmare, isn't it? So he won't be winning the Drivers' Championship this year, obviously. He's missed two already. It was much more entertaining, I would say, as a race spectacle than it has been, essentially, in the past.
Well, that's the last couple of seasons, it's been, you know Mercedes...
I mean, last year was a bit different, but...
But the interesting bit was in the mid-pack with McLaren and Aston Martin and Alpine and all that.
Could be a lot of change across the season, it seems, at the moment. So we'll see.
We'll see.
Not a bad time to watch F1, it looks like, at the moment.
Yeah.
Whereas people who've got fucking bored of it, probably, over the last maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
Or maybe longer.
The thing is, every race is going to be up in contention, because all these teams are now... Because it's a complete rewrite of the specs... All the cars are, completely different. Everything that can be different is different on these.
There's loads of different looking cars. I mean, they look like Formula One cars, but there's loads of different bits on all the cars.
Yeah. Every race is going to be different, because the teams are pushing for different parts and more sort of, reducing the drag or increasing the drag. It's fun times. Right. Have you got anything else on your list?
I've done absolutely fuck all else.
Okay. So, I've talked about work, so I'm not going to talk about work anymore. The other thing I've done in the last couple of weeks is watch Upload. I'm not sure if I've talked about this before. It's Amazon TV.
My mum and dad have watched this.
I saw it on Amazon Prime, and it's on the second season now. And the premise is if before people die... If they're on their deathbed, basically, they have the option of uploading their brain to a virtual space. So they're
the cloud.
The cloud. They're
eventually.
Yeah. They are officially classed as dead, but they live in this cloud environment.
Heaven.
In a sort of a country club next to a, you know, golf course and in the countryside. And,
so they live in like Second Life or whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
But with better graphics.
Yeah. And that's the premise of the program, is, you know. The story is some guy who was creating a alternative version or a like a competitor to this one company that does it was in a accidental car crash, but he was murdered. It spoils a little bit, but yeah, the guy was murdered. But what makes this different is they do have communication with the outside because they're in the cloud, they're in the network, internet, so they can call people and do video chats and interact with the outside world, even though they're actually classed as dead. And it follows the story of him and him, sort of his rediscovery of what's happened to him and the relationship that he makes with people inside and outside of the cloud. So yeah, it's interesting. Season 2 was a lot of people said season 2 was a lot better than the first one. I think it was trying to build a story for season 3. You know, with a lot of these programs, when they do one season of something, they've got a clear vision of a start, middle and an end, and then they end it and then it gets recommissioned and then they're like, oh god, we've got to sort of continue this story in such a way. It was a little bit of a filler, but it's still quite interesting. Some characters had more of a main part than they did previously, and they expanded on a few different things. And it got a little bit political. But yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. That was 7 episodes of like half hour each.
And did you say that was the third season?
Second season. They're right.
Oh, second season.
So the first season was like 10 episodes, the second season 7. I think they were recording and they got impacted by COVID, so it actually ends on a cliffhanger, but not a traditional cliffhanger at the end of the season. It was kind of like, where's the next episode? Oh, they haven't made any. Oh, okay, right, they'll probably be continued in season 3 if it does get another season done. Playing with my NAS. I've been messing about with my network attached storage a little bit more. I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. I've now got everyone's photos from all of their iPhone, two Android phones and an iPad, and all the photos and videos I've downloaded to their respective accounts, of my account, Vic's account, and my daughter's account, and we can only see the photos in our private area. And then if we want to share photos, you've just got an option of sharing it, and it's put into a central location. I set up that up this week, which was good actually. We found like we were always taking pictures and like even like sharing one or two of them over WhatsApp messages or not even really doing that, just sort of showing it to each other. So it's actually nice to have a central location where all of our photos and videos and then the ones that we want to share can be put in the middle, and you know, everybody can see. That was quite nice. That was quite good actually. I'm quite proud of that. And it's just a case of I'm trying to set up sort of like some additional storage areas in there as well, for our backups, because I've recently backed up my gaming PC, the missus's laptop completely, and then there's the little computer down in the garage. I need to set that up, but it's basically if my computer stopped working and I got another computer, I can just plug it in, tell it to restore, and it will restore exactly how it was before. So it's like like basically like for like, which is good. What else have I been doing? Oh, I've put in here. Amazon package.
Well, actually, before you start that, Dave, I am going to just say that since you mentioned NAS, because I had no idea what it was, I hear about them all the time now. It's that sort of thing. Now I know what they are. It's like, oh, people actually mention these quite a lot, you know?
It's like so. It's like if you if somebody says the number 7 is like your lucky number, like look out for number 7, it will be everywhere. It's just one of those things. It's one of the those things that
I think it's the. I think it's the Bader Meinhof, it's called. The Bader.
I reckon there's probably more number 7s around than Nazis.
what's the famous one? People on crutches. Like if somebody says I never see people on crutches.
You can't upload your photos to one of them.
Right, then you see loads of people on crutches. Well, I never see people on crutches. Well, so we'll put that
next week. Make a little tally. Take your book out with you, and have a little tally of people with crutches, and see if you actually do. I think your mind just doesn't.
For sure.
Until you say, look out for people on crutches, and you're like,
it's going to be interesting to see if.
I'm going to add it to the show notes now. Fraser's crutch count.
Okay, I will start counting.
The other thing I was going to put is we had an Amazon delivery. The wife had an Amazon delivery. She was after some bulbs. She's got a nice little ornamental light, and the bulb is a unique style, and it needed to be specifically ordered. We looked at B&Q and Homebase and another place, and it wasn't a standard one. So she ordered one from Amazon, and they got delivered in a envelope.
Oh yeah, how'd that work out?
Not very well. it got posted through the door, and she kind of picked it up and went, like,
right.
There's just tingling.
He's doing it. He's doing the visuals again.
I
was wondering there what he was doing.
For your audio.
I'm not sure how we're going to communicate to him after 118 episodes that this is an audio podcast.
We haven't even videoed that many.
I'm so used to Teams meetings now on video. For the audio listeners,
not giving wanker signs.
I'm doing the holding up an envelope that's clearly just heavy at the bottom and not a nice pristine pack of 4 bulbs that it should have been. That got sent back and funnily enough,
they actually want it back. Usually they just go fuck it, you just chuck it in the bin.
I think what it was, it wasn't Amazon that actually sold it. It was delivered through Amazon, but it was an independent seller. So they asked for it to be sent back. And she was like, yeah. So, yeah, we've got a full refund.
Just a big bag of powder.
Don't order bulbs, like light bulbs, through Amazon.
I can if you don't mind me stepping in just to continue the light bulb theme. So I ran out of bulbs and I was like, oh, I need to buy some. And then I found a reasonable deal. And are you familiar with Dubai bulbs? Have you ever heard of this?
Dubai
bulbs. Dubai, yeah. He's here all week, folks. Basically, the premise is this, and we start to get a little bit nerdy here, but basically,
not like us, is it?
It's not like us, no. So LED bulbs tend to run at, as far as if I'm right here, and I'm not an electronics expert. They run the LEDs quite hard on LED bulbs. And as far as I can surmise, that really gives them a lifespan, you know, a reduced lifespan, because of course you need the planned obsolescence, otherwise the light bulb manufacturers.
My LEDs say like 10,000 hours. which is fucking loads more than a normal bulb.
That's horse shit. None of them fucking do that.
Yeah. I think in theory they can, but the way they set them up and the fact that they...
Only if you leave them off for like 9,000 hours of the 10,000.
Right, yeah. So anyway, the theory is that if you can get into some of the bulbs, and the manufacturers used to have it in such a way that you could take them apart and pull off one of the resistors or make a change to the resistance in the circuit and run the bulbs at slightly reduced wattage, and basically just really take some of that load, thermal load off the LEDs, and you'll get a really, really much improved.
With LEDs,
that's the killer with the LEDs, is heat.
Heat.
Are they flickering? Like, but just so fast you can't see it? Or are they just on?
At 50 hertz?
I think it's America's 50 hertz.
It's got to be quicker than that.
Is America 50 or England 60?
No, we're 50. We're 50 hertz.
Yeah, we're 60. Oh, okay. But I think anything maritime is 60 hertz, I think. I can't remember.
Maritime?
Is
that anything if you live on the sea?
No, anything on a ship.
Right.
It's standardized, I think, across. Anyway, we digress. I'm sort of interested in the end. Anyway, in Dubai, there was the Sultan of one of the Emirates or whatever, or obviously the United Emirates, said, I want some bulbs that are going to run at lower wattage and last longer, right? Because energy usage is a big deal over there. So I think they have... Where most LEDs probably, I don't know whether it's the same over there, but here they all run around about 9, 10 watts. I think the Dubai bulbs run at around about 2 watts. You get a reduced brightness, but what that payoff is, like, much improved lifespan, which more than accounts for it. Anyway,
so if you use half the wattage, then they last twice as long.
Well, they use twice. I think they use twice the amount of LEDs, half the wattage. So the actual lighting is very similar, but the whole thing lasts a lot longer. And they're set out in a different. Instead of being against a flat, the LEDs being printed on the flat. They do it a lot along.
Yeah, they have the long ways ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows. Anyway, so I've sort of been interested in that, and I'm getting a little bit pissed off with the LED bulbs. It's really, I mean, I have some that I bought in the early days. Not a problem. None of them have failed. They're still going like champs, right? Obviously, they don't make those anymore because they are not profitable for Philips whatsoever. And then I had a spate of other Philips LED bulbs. Tons of them failed, so much so that I ended up returning them back to Philips and got them warrantied because it was just so bad. And now... I'm buying ones that the price has come down and it works out around about maybe a buck and a half for a bulb. But it still annoys me.
What bulbs are you using? Are you just like...
They're like standard sort of 60 watt.
What, screw-ins? Do you have screw-ins?
Yeah, screw-ins, yeah. But they're like 60 watt equivalents, right? They run...
But you're talking like a globe type bulb.
A typical old, you know, standard light bulb type thing, yeah. But I bought a ton of them and I just took my drill to them and I drilled holes in every bulb. I drilled holes in all the
sure, that's covered under the warranty.
Oh, there's no warranty on these bulbs anymore. But I drilled holes in all like the casings of them and it didn't take long because I just used my drill press. Just zip, 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 zip on all these bulbs. Drill and just to see if they if like getting more airflow through those would increase the lifespan. I have no idea whether it's going to make the shred of difference.
It's all going to catch fire and shit.
Yeah, or it sets fire to my house or somebody sticks a finger in one and whatever gets electrocuted. But it's just one of those nerdy things we do, right? It's just I had the bit between my teeth. I'm going to do this, you know.
Yeah, if you can get the serial number on the bulb, I bet you can look at a YouTube video and somebody show you how to take it apart, take like and amend the resistor.
Well, I actually have one on my desk right here, right? And this one here has, I don't know. It looks complicated. Like, there's definitely things in there. I have no, like, I know what resistors look like, surface mount resistors, but there's things in there. I have no idea what they are. And there's chips in there too. So God knows. That one I'm probably not going to muck around with. But it's just interesting. I don't know, just nerdy. So that's my light bulb story for the week.
We've got, because upstairs we've got GU10s. You know what a GU10 is? They're like the spotlights.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've got them. Yeah. There.
We've got LED GU10s. And then I've got normal bulbs, but we have bayonet caps over here. mostly.
Yeah, they don't do the bayonet capture. Yeah. But at the end of the day, that's, well, obviously yours run higher voltage too, right? Yours run 240 volt. Ours only
run 15. I've got some like DC ones in my bathroom, but.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We can get that sort of stuff here.
Control box and that. So. Yeah, that's all fucking right, ball lake. Oh, my kitchen ones are a fucking nightmare. Because there's like, they're, like one switch in the kitchen operates fucking, I don't know how many lights in my kitchen. And so a couple of the ones under where the sink is, above the sink, they've got cupboards. And there's these LEDs, like little tiny, I don't know what, like 5 mil deep things that sit flush in the bottom of the cabinets, but they're like round. But yeah, a few of them, like, they've all fucking failed. Half the bulbs have, like, half the LEDs on each thing has failed. So I was like, oh, or they flicker or whatever. So I'm like, well, I want to change them. And then I'm like, so you search up how they work, because they're different, obviously, not just fucking, I don't know where the wire goes, because it's all part inside the cabinet and everything. And then so up on top of my cabinet, when I went and got my stepladder out, I was like, there's a little control box there where they all plug in. I was like, oh, right, that's how it works then.
Okay.
But then what you
say is... So is that just feeding out like a low voltage DC to them all?
I guess so. Yeah, I think so. And then, so I look at where the wires go from there into towards the cupboard, and they just go down the back of the cupboard. And I'm like...
Nice.
Right. So how am I going to fucking replace that then? Because
you can't,
there's like no space at the fucking back of the cupboard, and there's like a plug on the end of each wire, which obviously is not going to go down the back of the cupboard. And I'm like, that's a fucking pain in the ass, isn't it?
I was going to say, the latest thing for these LED lights is then selling a whole unit for an LED, and then, like, no way of you actually replacing the LEDs when they go, and they always go. So what you'll probably need to do, Neil, is snip off the wire.
Take all my cupboards off.
snip off the wire, get a new one, and then
Resolder the wire to a new bulb. Yeah, yeah. I was like, because that's what I was like. Hopefully, there's a way that you just like pull the bulb bit out and you just unplug it at that end. But it's wired in and soldered in that end. I'm like,
no. They've already solved an issue that like if your bulb goes, you replace the bulb. But now they're going back to building these one big units with LEDs because they're tiny. But you're getting them installed and you can't replace them. I don't know why they're going down this route. And they're going down this route because it's easy for people to install cheaply. Yeah,
just not when they fucking go in like 5 years' time.
Yeah, they're fucked off. Like, great. Yeah, well, people install.
Yes. So what are they? Do they come with the kitchen cabinets?
Well, they don't come with the cabinets, but we had like a company do our kitchen. So there was, when we had our kitchen done, like the cupboard fitters, an electrician to put all the cabling in from like my two ovens, and all of the fucking lights that are going everywhere. And then we had like a fucking plumber, because he had to get rid of a radiator and all sorts of stuff. So we had all these different tradesmen doing different jobs.
But if you spoke to the Sparky or the company doing it, they'll just charge you for...
That company doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, right.
No, they had all this worked out, didn't they? Right, yeah. By the time he comes to
I could probably get hold of the Sparky somehow. But,
He's changed his name.
Yeah, maybe. He was massive, though. He was huge. He was like fucking Lurch or something from there. Was that Munsters, Lurch?
Yeah. He just ripped the cabinet off.
Lurch was Adam's family, wasn't it?
Adam's family, yeah. It was just massive. Well tall. Just massively intimidating when I'm walking around my house with this guy who's like 7 foot tall in my house.
Okay.
So the last thing I was going to talk about is what I've been giving you guys updates when I do is I've been building my log cabin.
Very exciting. Very exciting for the listeners because they have not been getting the updates.
They have things not. Have, been
good. Things could have happened.
Somehow managed to work out how to put some pictures up potentially, but I ain't done it. Sorry.
But maybe when I've actually completed it.
I could open a web page, I suppose. Oh, I can't be doing it now. I'm not doing it now. I'm live on the screen.
So the log cabin roof is on. There's been bits that have been treated, wood treatment put on.
Now, did the wood come in treated, or did you have to do stuff to it?
No, there was only the foundation came treated. And when I say treated, it's like steam
pressure treated.
Pressure
wood.
Treated, yeah.
Yeah.
So everything else wasn't treated at all. So I'm gonna have to put a coat on. But it's been lovely weather, so luckily.
Are you gonna what you call it? Duck's back it or whatever it's called.
Stain it.
So I'm gonna put a clear stain on it because I was gonna put like a sort of a dark red, or you know a sort of mahogany color on it.
That's gonna fade.
Well, the thing is.
The thing is, you have to be careful what you put on.
Well, yeah.
Because you want something to go into the wood rather than sit on the top of the wood.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah. That's why I'm getting a stain and not a seal.
You get a stain and then you seal it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think you condition it first. You can get like a wood conditioner first. Mm-hmm. So you condition it and then you stain it.
Bit of edited.
But you can also get all in one stain, that stain and seal or stain and, I don't know. I have stained some stuff before, but
I'm gonna keep it pine color because actually the color's grown on me.
Au naturel. Nice.
I did kind of joke that it was gonna be in my steam room.
It does look a bit like a sauna.
It does look a bit like a sauna.
I bet everyone in your neighbourhood thinks he's got a fucking sauna getting built in his backyard.
So, but yeah, it's getting there now. So it's fully erect.
It's apt because it's going to be your wank pad.
Been a while.
The only thing that isn't down is the flooring.
What flooring are you going for?
So the flooring that comes with it is like thermally insulated MDF, and then I'm literally just going to go for a standard office blue tile.
Okay.
Like carpet tiles?
Yeah, carpet tiles. Because I can't be asked with anything else, and it's cheap, and it looks okay.
Luxury vinyl tiles, mate.
Not vinyl. No, I hate vinyl.
No. It's easy. That's what I've put in. I put in my bedroom. It's like laminate flooring, but better because it's easy to use.
So you can slip
what's
and slide
this, what's the? What's the? I would be leaning more towards what Dave is saying, just for like the acoustics, right? Just something that's going to deaden the sound.
So not a thick. It's not a thick pile. It's thick enough that you could probably go barefoot and it'd be fine.
Uh-oh.
Neil's gone. Fraser's gone.
Fraser's back.
Unbelievable. I have got my internet is regularly going out every night. It's driving me insane.
Wow.
Internet thing, not your laptop?
No, it's internet. It goes out every night around about the same time. Sorry.
No worries. Your camera's not on, by the way.
Delivered today, this afternoon, which I got to fit at some point, so.
So I'd say something about the flooring. So so I could probably go barefoot and be fine, but like office chairs can still roll about on it. And as Fraser said, I need an acoustic absorber because I'll be doing my podcasting and hopefully I'll be doing a lot more Twitch streaming.
Nice working. Content. That's good. Yeah. We need to encourage him, Neil, for all the content.
Yeah. Are you putting your camera on?
Yeah.
Oh, my camera. Yeah. Sorry. Beg your pardon. Is that better?
It's coming.
Not really. They say.
So I text the Sparky today because tomorrow I'm gonna hit it hard, get the doors on, get it. I'm gonna spray it. I'm not gonna he hasn't responded. I'm not gonna paint it because I can't be arsed. I'm lazy.
Well, inside? What's it like inside then? Is it just like better wood inside? Was it like insulated?
So the wood, if you can imagine, is instead of basically they've hollowed out the actual logs. The logs are about that thick, about what's that? 2-3 inches thick. And what they've done is they've hollowed out the insides and have put in polystyrene, for the better word of it, which gives it its thermal thickness and thermal insulation rating. Mm-hmm. So they're all the sides are that. The roof is like another, it's got 4 inches of insulation on top, and then wood, and then a felt layer, and then shingles. So I went completely overboard on the roof, but I'll be getting a lot of sun on it, and hopefully keep the heat out and frost the cold out as well. And then the flooring is another 3-4 inches, and then MDF, 3-4 inches of insulation, and then MDF, and that fits in between all the foundation. So, in theory, once a temperature standard has got into the room, there shouldn't be any much variation from outside to inside. So I'm hoping that just a single sort of oil filled radiator, like a 2.5, maybe 3 watt to get it.
Kilowatt, you mean?
Huh?
Have you put all your air conditioning?
Kilowatts.
Yeah, kilowatts, sorry. Yeah.
2 or 3 watts for heat. That's not going to do much. You might as well just put an LED bulb in there. It'll be fine. Just out.
Yeah. So your air conditioning, is that on hold at the moment?
That's on hold at the moment, yeah. Like I've checked around companies. We're talking a couple of grands to...
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
To get it fitted and everything. And I'm,
you wouldn't
I'm
want to just be a little hut, though, would you?
No. Well, you can get one outside unit. I don't know what the names are. My idea was I was going to have one heat pump with two
heads,
right.
yeah,
or headers or whatever they're called. So one for the log cabin and one for the garage. So it would, because my missus works in the garage as well, so she with her artwork. So we could sort of double up, and that saves a little bit of money doing it that way. I recently saw VAT has been in the UK is being stopped on insulation and heat pumps. So actually, I might want to look again to see if the VAT is coming off, because that would severely reduce the price, and it might put it back into my price range to get that done.
Right.
Let me think now. All right. Yeah, I'll have another think about that, because yeah.
Well, what you'll definitely be having another think if it comes to the summertime and you're in there and you're sweating.
Yeah, it's like an oven.
Right? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just chuck a big bucket in the corner and you will have a sauna.
Yeah, you can get cheap small units, and it's, to be honest, it's only like a 12.5 square meter. No, 12.5 square meters? Yeah, 12.5 square meters of space. So I don't need anything massive. So even just a sort of a standalone condensing aircon.
Like, yeah.
One of those things you have a big hose that sticks out the window.
Not even that. Just it drips the water into like a bucket underneath. I don't think that's a true air conditioner. That might be called a swamp.
No. Yeah,
that's one of those air conditioner with like air quotes in it.
Yeah,
you don't want to do that.
You have to keep putting ice cubes in it to make it.
Might as well just get a freezer and open the door.
Apart from how much heat they pump out the back.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. I think I might give it a season. I might give it a good summertime, and see. Actually, like, it does it heat up too much?
Because... Yeah, of course. That's not a bad idea. Figure out what you're doing. Yeah. Like, you might find that, you know, if the ventilation is enough that you can survive the summer without.
Yeah. So, like, heat. Like, I can imagine. Oh god, I'm really. The white balance is really. There you go. The heating. Like, I will need a heater in there. Whether I need an air conditioner in there or not, I'm not sure. So, but yeah, I can always add it. It's just more like I'm now sort of thinking about when we're going to put a desk. When I've got So I've got my gaming PC, I've got a work laptop, and the missus got a work laptop as well, so she might work in there if I sort out some decent office space.
That won't be happening then, will it?
And then I want a TV, I want a bit of storage, I want a...
You might need aircon in there after all with all that electronics.
Obviously all my networking stuff and my NAS is going to go in there. I want a little sofa bed that I can just sort of swing around. And
it's just basically literally what I said earlier. You are actually going to move in there. When you get a fridge and a little kettle.
Yeah. I want a coffee machine in there. I want a little mini fridge. We've got a new dog bed that's going in there.
Got a microwave. There's not going to be no room for anything other than all of the other shit that you're going to put in there. You won't be able to fit in there.
So I've got some plans for some of the stuff that I want, and I might actually have to
build... You're getting an extension to your fucking outdoor fucking cabin.
But I've got an idea on what I want for the storage, and I think I'm going to have to build it myself.
Outside?
No. I'll build it inside. I basically want a sort of a TV area that's like a C shape around there. So I got a little mini fridge in one bit. I love my.
You're going to IKEA then, is what you're saying?
I want it to be fitted, like, and it doesn't matter what you get. Like, you buy an individual piece, you buy something from IKEA or somewhere else. There's always going to be gaps somewhere, like either side. So I was like, nah, I could just knock something up with MDF. Cut out the shapes.
That won't have any gaps in it.
No, of course it won't. we'll see.
You haven't seen my bird box that I made when I was in middle school. Yeah. It had gaps everywhere.
Mastic is a beautiful thing. So yeah.
Just put a cork in it. That'll be fine.
And then that's it. That's my couple of weeks of updates about random stuff and shit I've been doing. Okay. On top of working what seems like fucking forever. So.
All right. Neil, did you go? I can't remember. Did you have anything to talk about?
You talked about F1, didn't you?
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to games then. See if we've got anything to talk about there. I mean, I can just tell you straight off, I've not done anything out of the ordinary this week. More PUBG. More lessons in how to control my frustration. What are we talking about first?
What are you going to talk about first? I've got to get my videos queued.
Oh, sure. Let's talk about PUBG then for 2 seconds.
Right. Well, there's some news as well we can talk about.
Is there?
Yes. How do you not know this?
I don't know.
The new map. It was trending on Twitter earlier, PUBG. Yeah.
Was it? I haven't been paying much attention to anything today. So, what, they announced a new map, did they? Fraser's reaction.
I think it might have
live.
Been leaked rather than announced. Oh, okay, but I don't know.
Well, that's good. I mean, to be honest, it feels like I'm getting new maps anyway because it's been so long. They just did the update last week and they put back a map called Haven into the rotation, which I'd only played twice before.
Oh. Isn't that a map in Valorant, Haven?
Yeah, it's also in PUBG too. I think it's called Haven, which is like a really small map. Very, very tiny. Only 32 players drop.
Oh, okay. Not the jungle map then.
No, that's Sandhawk. Sandhawk still you can still drop with 100 people.
Oh right.
This one Haven is really tiny. It's like a 2x2 instead of like 8x8 is the normal large maps. This one is only 2x2. It's like almost like an industrial setting with warehouses and stuff. And actually, I think we played one game and I think Matt said, oh, I hate this map. And then we played another game and we won and it was great. It was just fantastic. So, but it was really, I really enjoyed it because it was more like, you know, just grab an SMG, make sure you have something that's going to get you out of trouble in close range fights. There's not going to be a lot of long range fights. Yeah, I went with a Tommy gun.
Snipers or.
No, I didn't. I think I had a shotgun and a Tommy gun. And so I was seeing people and I was like, couldn't take shots at them because they were too far away. But yeah, when we got down to the end game, it was more like a game of Valorant, right? Close quarters combat, and it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I like it as a map. It's a nice change. I mean, typically, you know, you go into the subreddit or whatever for PUBG, and loads of people will tell you why it's the shittest map ever. Never change.
Every map is the shittest map ever.
Never change, internet. And of course, you know, people can't distinguish, you know, the difference between just not liking something and it being shit. We have that within our own group, right? People think some of the maps are shit when some people like the maps. So it's just whatever. But yeah, that's good. I enjoyed that. Yeah, it's still squads is still challenging me when we only play with three or when we play with three. Sometimes when we play with four, it's so chaotic. Duos is great. I had a game today with Arnie, just the two of us, and the communication was just great when there's only two of you. Like Arnie summed it up well and said, you know, it's just, there's no, when you have three or four people, there's always a bit of a social going on. And so when something happens, it's very rare that all four people are involved in the same bit of action at the same time because they'll be split. And so there's a lack of focus. And I think that's what's really frustrating is when people can't focus on the same things at the same time. Whereas when you're in a duo, you usually tend to be quite close to each other. If there's something happening,
you can't afford to be separated, can you really?
Well, I don't think you can be afford. You can't afford to be separated in squads either. But fucking tell that to the people I play with. I mean, we got player guys who are determined to go off and get a glider. Guys who are going off on mountain bikes.
But you're talking about the same guy, now, let's be honest.
No, that's two of them. That's two of them. you know, it is what it is. Anyway, that's PUBG.
Valorant. You still.
I enjoy it. I can tell you straight away that I definitely at the end of Wednesday or Tuesday, I'm not going to lie. Quite often I will finish the last game and be like closing down and say, you know, GG's everyone, goodbye. But in my mind, I'm going, I fucking hate you all. And I never want to play this game with you ever again. Right. I just get so frustrated.
Depends on how that last game goes.
It does. It does. Of course, it does. Of course, it does.
You got to end on a high. That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, the problem.
What if you've played all day and you haven't had a high though?
Yeah, I think the problem. Yeah, the gummy. Well, I think that is a problem too. But it's just, you know, as you get older, I find as I get older, this has been going on for years. This is nothing new, but you know,
getting older.
It's managing your frustrations and managing your expectations. You know, it's the same with anything. You know, it's the same with work. It's the same with life. It's the same, you know. But the problem I think with PUBG is we're just playing so regularly. You know, as soon as that text message comes in to play, if you're available to play.
You're not on a call with your boss at the time, you're straight in there.
Right. If you're available to play, you play, right? You might not be in the mood to play. That has no bearing on whether you're going to play or not. You go play. You know, that's the thing. And that's my mistake is I'll play at any time, any state of mind. I'll fire it up and go play. It's very rare that I'll be like, yeah, I don't really want to play. Like, I probably don't want to play, but I'll go play. And then I'll be wondering why I'm so frustrated.
The dailies.
Well, the dailies with Valorant, that's the other. Valorant is almost bizarrely now very, very...
You've gone very
It's not stressful because I play Valorant on my own to go do my dailies. I play the game how I want to play. I usually mute everyone on the team if I'm not in the mood to hear the bullshit from everyone. If I'm in the mood to interact with people, then I will. And so yeah, I find Valorant just a little bit more relaxing and I can just focus and just go
totally
do
not what normal. I want.
Yeah, I know it's not normal, is it? Yeah, I got an ace. I got an ace yesterday.
Oh, wow. On Valorant. Nice.
So still got it slightly. I was pleased with that because they don't come very often anymore. Not that they did before.
Hello.
Am I still? You still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. But so that's about it. I haven't really got no more news. I haven't really played anything else. I don't think I've
played. Not been tempted download Fortnite, have you?
No, I saw that they got rid of the building, but no, I'm not interested in that. I did finish, I killed Betty defeated Betty. I don't want to say I killed her, but I defeated Betty in Death's Door.
You did
and
kill now her.
Is she dead? Is that it? And because I got her soul.
Of course. Afterwards, don't you?
Because that's right. Yeah, he does the poem or the rhyme or something for something about spaghetti and Betty and all those things. So that was good. I put that video up of my fight with Betty. I'm glad I got that done. And now I have to fight another guy, of course. It's not over yet. So I want to get that done if I can this weekend. And then I would like to move on to that game by the Guacamelee people.
Nobody Saves the World? Nobody Saves the World? I was playing it.
Yeah, you were. And I was hoping to surprise you by purchasing Inscription. I really did think I was going to buy that today, but I haven't got around to it, so I got to find out if that's still on sale.
It's on sale on Humble, on Epic, and GOG. Not on Steam. Well, it wasn't on Steam anyway.
It was on Steam last week.
Yeah, it was last week, but 30% off. Biggest discounts ever been?
Oof. Maybe I'll get this Death's Door done and just go straight to Inscription. I'm not making any promises, though, Neil.
You need to buy it before it goes back up. Then you won't buy it if it goes back up.
Okay.
Can't see it going down much cheaper. It's just because it won another Game of the Year award at the GDC. People who know about games voted it Game of the Year.
Okay.
It said the first game that's won at the Indie Game Foundation and at GDC Game of the Year.
Nice.
It's not shit.
I gathered that. So that's me. I really don't have much more than that, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's been a light week for me. Don't know what you want to do, Dave?
Well, I can do me. What have I been playing? So, I'll go with Dyson Sphere. Do you want the rest?
No, you have it.
Okay. Dyson Sphere Project. Sorry about that. The missus.
No worries.
Interrupting. Dyson Sphere.
The boss. Please refer to her as the boss.
That's a half. There you go. Dyson Sphere Project. I played a little bit of that. There's been loads of updates on that. I played it originally when it was first sort of released in, I think it was early beta. And it was kind of like a 3D, there's a video on it on Twitch now. It's a 3D version of Factorio, so sort of base building, resource gathering. Although it took a step further from you actually exist on a world in a spheroid shape, a planet, and the area that you built on. Was spherical, so it was misaligned, so you couldn't just sort of create a perfectly square factory in the way that you would with Factorio, and you had to think about the geometry and the changes of how sort of items moved, sort of was placed around the world. And it simulates the solar energy from the sun and the planet spin and the angle of the planet. And there are lots of things on it. And it's a very good game. And when I first originally played to it, I got to a point where I was ascending parts to build a Dyson Sphere to harness energy from the sun. But that must have been about 2 years ago, I think it was, when I started playing that, and I played it for a couple of months and I dropped off, and I probably started playing something else, but there's been quite a few updates, and I was like, I'll try that again. So I switched it on, and I sort of messed about with it for about 45 minutes ago. Yeah, this is a really complicated in-depth game. I don't have the mental capacity of doing it.
Can't remember what I was doing.
No, I can't remember how to do anything. I basically messed around. Messed around for somebody to just subscribe, I think. Oh, Fraser did.
Who?
So I messed around with it for about 45 minutes. See, I'm watching the video, actually, and I'm learning that you can drag and basically there's new functions I didn't even realize there were. So there's been so many updates on that, and it's basically one of those games that's in my wheelhouse. I really enjoy these base building, resource gathering, production managing games, and this one, it does a really interesting spin on it, because not only do you have to do it on the first planet that you basically land on, but critical components that you require to build the more elaborate factories and systems and parts, the components don't exist on your planet, or even in your solar system in some cases. So you've got to go to different planets, different solar systems, build sort of energy structures, all that good stuff. I didn't really get into it, obviously, because time and tiredness and work. But I picked
just
up,
give it a little bit of time, and you'll be putting in those 4 a.m.
Yeah, I gave it a little tickle.
Your cabin's finished, mate.
Oh yeah, and the beds in there.
You want a sofa bed in there.
Oh my god, he's laughing all the way.
I am. I'm gonna pick that up again at some point. And I have a really good look at it. I enjoyed that. I've also been continuing, where possible, my Distant Worlds 2 play. I do mean to stream some of this stuff, but
you have to do a lot of talking while you're streaming there.
Well, yeah, the
Distant Worlds 2 to make it interesting.
I think because there is a lot of sort of in space in between actually what you're doing, and I still haven't worked out actually how to tell your actual spaceships to attack other spaceships. I've gone to war multiple times, and I'm like, I still don't know actually how I'm doing it,
pacifist war. You just don't do
I'm
anything.
Just making friends rather than making enemies, because I just can't work out how to properly wage war against these people. I must be 20 hours in, 30 hours in, and I still don't really know what I'm doing.
That's how much your time that is.
It's
20 hours.
It is.
Rookie numbers.
But you'd expect that you'd kind of understand the basic mechanics of how to play the game, and I still haven't. It's a very complicated game, and I could automate a lot, but I actually just want to. Because in this game, you can actually just tell the AI to control every decision of your gameplay.
Then you're not really playing it.
Okay. I was kind of tempted to do an automated play and just watch the progress and maybe record the progress and do it in a time lapse and see actually what happens. Maybe I will go at some point in the future. I've got a bit more time, because I like doing that. I like watching what the computer would do. You set it up, you set something up, you set the ball rolling, so to speak, and then think, wonder what the AI would do in this situation going forward, and actually run it through to its course. I do like the idea of that on some of the games. But yeah, it's I still got to work it out. So I'll be playing some more of that as well. And then that's it. It's just those two games: a bit of Dyson Sphere and a bit of Distant Worlds too.
All right.
Well, lucky for you lot, I've played loads of games.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, did I say loads of games? I meant I've played loads of one game.
Which game would that be, Neil?
I've played shitloads of Halo. No, I haven't. I played a little bit of Halo. I don't know about doing my dailies, but I do play it pretty much every day to just play something other than the other game that I'm playing, mainly. And make sure I play a Game Pass game. Make sure I'm, not paying for something that I'm actually using. But yeah, I am still heavily, heavily into Elden Ring. I've hit nearly 120 hours on my playthrough.
Nice.
It's not bad, is it? certainly getting me money's worth. Oh, I don't know. What more can I say that hasn't been said anywhere else?
Well, you're doing your YouTube stuff.
Yeah. So there's just, I mean,
what's your build?
I'm doing a samurai. Okay. I started as a samurai, but basically it doesn't really matter. At a certain point in the game, you can just change whatever you want if you want.
Okay.
If you've got the consumable items to change, you can just completely respec your character once you've got to a certain point in the game. So I'm going with, as we were talking about it last week, weren't we? I was talking about, was it last week or was it with Pilch?
Yeah, there were a number of questions about what's the ideal build or what.
Yeah, so it was a question specifically about how do you. Yeah, it was Marty's question about how.
At the start of the podcast, half an hour, and then another hour at the end.
Anyway, I haven't talked about it for more than about 30 seconds so far this evening, so it's my time to shut up. Anyway, so yeah, I played as samurai, and as we were saying last week, or whenever it was, I have pumped most of my levels into dexterity, which means when I've also done some things with my weapons called... You apply these things called Ashes of War. Ashes of War? Is that what you do? Anyway, whatever. You apply some sort of talent, skill to your weapon, and it also, at the same time, you can apply an affinity. And the affinities can impact the weapon damage via scaling with one of your or multiple of your skills, your attributes.
Right.
So I changed some of my weapons to a keen affinity, which increases the scaling of dexterity to the weapon damage. So I've been pumping loads of stuff in dexterity, and because that's the way I've played the last few Dark Souls games. I pump dexterity and I get a good scaling weapon for dexterity. And then you add like a one level of dexterity, your weapon damage goes up like 3 or 4 points. Until in like the older games, you'd hit soft cap around 40 of say dexterity. And then it wouldn't really go up much more. You'd have to go up a lot more for it to go up the weapon damage. Whereas I think the soft caps in this game are a lot higher.
Okay.
From what I've seen. But yeah, my dexterity is now 40. And I've basically... I only use... my starting sword was a katana, Uchi Katana, it's called. I think it's been in every game. I don't know, but like I say, I'm not sure about Bloodborne in any of these conversations I have said when I've been in every game, because I haven't really played that. But yeah, it's like a big katana, samurai sword. And so I changed it to a keen, and it's increased the dexterity scaling, so it does fucking loads of damage now. And then I've got a thing called the Morning Star, which is like a big mace. It's like a big metal stick with a big ball on the end, and the big ball has got loads of big heavy spikes on the end of it, all the way around it. And it looks very dangerous. And when you hit things with it, it sounds awful for the thing that's getting hit. So that's the way I've been playing it. I raised some of my attributes just so I could play with a couple of the sorceries, but I was like, it's not really like to get the good damage on all the sorceries, I need to up it considerably more, like the intelligence. And I'm like, I ain't fucking doing that, because then I'll just be too weak. So I've just fucking going full on melee. I'm not bothering with... I might respec and just pump even more levels into strength and dexterity and possibly stamina to get me a few... I'll be able to swing my sword a bit more. But it's just fucking so big. I just can't... I've been doing, like I say, at least one boss fight every day, and I record my little mini boss fights. They're not all like big bosses. I did a big boss this week. General Radahn was the third big boss that I've done, and he's the second one that's dropped me a great rune thing that I can then use. because that when you defeat some of the bosses, you get this thing called a Great Rune, and you can go to a place and can't remember what they call it, but you basically gain the power of the rune, and you can activate it via a consumable item that you pick up. The second rune that I picked up, it does some things different to the first main one. I'm not going to spoil it potentially what it does, because a lot of people may have not got it, but I think the first one's better, to be honest. That's all I will say in terms of what it does for you. I don't use it very often, though, because when you activate it, it only lasts until you die. So still tend to die quite a lot in this game. So I will probably only activate it at a certain point when I'm like, maybe if I need a little bit of extra boost to my power or health or whatever, I'll activate it usually in a big boss fight, potentially a story boss fight. But yeah, I've done loads without really doing a lot. It feels weird. I've just spent, like I say, nearly 120 hours on this character. And I've done three big proper bosses. And there's loads of fucking side stories going on, and get involved in some quest for some person. Then you just do end up going, doing like all of their jobs. But you can't, there's no like, people were saying at the beginning when it was a bit like Breath of the Wild, I never played that, but, and I've not really played Skyrim, but it feels a bit like a Skyrim Dark Souls, because the world's just enormous with tons of different things to do and loads of different characters with quests, and all these mini dungeons, and fucking some of them can be done in 5 minutes, some of them might take you an hour just to do the dungeon, and some of them, if you watch my latest video, you get to the end, you can't do them. You can't do that boss fight because he's a fucker.
Now, could you call someone in to come and someone could come and help you with that boss
Gary's
fight?
Gary's just said in the chat about co-op.
Yeah, I was just
going
to say. And hello, Gary. Good to see you in there, mate.
Yeah, saying he got to help Sumu yesterday, even though they were 20 levels apart. I don't know if there is. If you're using a password system, I don't know if there is any sort of restriction on how far apart you are in levels. Generally, when you summon without using a password, it will be people who are on a similar level to you, which may be your... If you've ridiculously over-leveled, then you won't get as many people possible in your pool to call upon for help.
Right.
And one of the things that happens if you do call upon another human is you are open to invasion from another, from a bad human, who is coming to try and kill you.
I was going to say, I saw a thing on this the other day, actually, about somebody being a hacker that does an attack, does a magical attack that basically puts your character into the middle of nowhere and breaks your
save. There's been a hack that basically, the most recent patch has tried to prevent this thing where basically people were teleporting you to a place where you would just constantly die.
Yeah.
So you'd respawn in the same place and just die. But that's apparently been patched out in the latest patch.
That's nice of them.
Yeah. Well, people are fuckers, aren't they? They always find a way to make things horrible for somebody.
Yep.
But I've not really done any summoning of other people. I tend to...
You're a loner, aren't you?
I am a bit. I've got my... The thing is this, you have some AI assistance. Like, you've never had in these previously what they call these summons, where I've got these two skeleton chaps that come in, my lads, my boys.
Yeah, I noticed that. So at the start of a fight, people are summoning guys.
So they're just AI. The thing with the skeletons is they get downed quite easily, but if they don't get hit while they're down, they come back to life. So they can keep coming back and trying to at least just giving you a breather from like the attention of the boss, potentially. So a lot of the time, in my fights, I'm like trying to make sure that they don't die while I'm in a fight. Like, so if one of them goes down, I'm like, please don't. I need to get in there and try and aggro the boss so he doesn't fucking kill the skeleton while he's on the ground.
So how will how will the skeleton get back up?
They literally, like, if they do it in the game, like there's skeletons in the game. And if you down one, like they go down and they all smash into pieces or whatever. And after, like, I don't know, 5 seconds or whatever, they start to reform and come back. That's their thing.
Right, skeletons. Like every skeleton in every video. Yeah,
in like fucking right, whatever, right. Jason and the Argonauts or whatever.
Or the dry bones in Mario.
Yeah. But what if you hit them, like they get all these fucking weird glowy lights come up basically when they're respawning. If you hit them while they're doing that shit, they die, and they don't come back. I think they, if you do holy damage as well sometimes, so just, they're fucking dead instantly. So I'm trying to like keep them alive as by hitting the boss when they've gone down and things like that to try and, like I say, give me a breather when I can and stuff like that. But it doesn't always pan out. Like some of the bosses have been super easy. Like I just go into a boss fight, I don't really know what I'm going to, and literally a minute later they're dead, and I'm like, that wasn't very hard. But there's plenty of other times that is not the case.
No.
But some of the hardest enemies are just ones that are wandering around. The fucking, some of them are absolute bastards. But that's always been the way, really. In these games.
So with those, that's what I was going to ask, with those big bosses that are wandering around in open world, I know all the other enemies respawn and, you know, come back to life after you go to your fight.
Big boss is dead. They're dead. They don't come back. It says, comes up, basically, if you kill something, it says enemy failed or great enemy failed or whatever. That's it. They ain't coming back. It's just the minions that keep coming back.
Right.
I did kill my first dragon this week. I forgot about that. How could I forget that I killed a fucking dragon?
Mm-hmm.
Usual way of killing a dragon in Dark Souls is try and get around his feet and hack his feet apart.
Was it the one by the bridge?
It was by a bridge, yes. I didn't record this one because it just kind of happened. I don't know. Maybe they're always on a bridge. I don't know.
No, I saw Halifax fighting one.
Yeah. That was definitely easier than some of the other ones because he just breathes fire, which isn't too bad.
Yeah, that was.
You kind of know where it's going.
Yeah, but, that sounds like the
there's
same
some one. Other dragons in this game that are absolute shitheads, and they're fucking firing lightning bolts everywhere.
What was the one you?
The magma worm.
Oh, that was it. I thought that was a lizard or something.
Well, he looks a bit like a dragon because he's breathing fire everywhere, molten lava everywhere. Yeah, that was fucking cool. Really cool, that fight, to be fair. So many different enemies and stuff. And yeah, the story stuff is cool. It's a little bit less obtuse, maybe, than before, but you don't get no... there's no quest list. Or anything like that. So you have to keep track of what's going on. Either you would need, if you weren't going to play it every day, like I do, then you'd probably need to write it down. I'm in the middle of doing this. Yeah. Don't forget to go and kill this or do that or whatever, because there's nothing in the game to tell you what you need to do next to finish the quests. But there's always been these weird NPC quests in Dark Souls that are basically hidden and like you don't know. Like you might be able, might do something with one NPC that completely shuts you off from like another quest line with another NPC in the other games, unless you read the fucking guides that have been written. And like, I don't know, they still find stuff out, I think, about Dark Souls. But yeah, it's fucking awesome. Everyone should play it, even if you've never really got on with one before, because it's
that could be your pre-recorded statement for every week right now, couldn't it?
Yeah. I was like to say, I don't know how many hours I'll get. I mean, it took me nearly, 90 odd hours to finish the first Dark Souls. And I think it was roughly the same to do Dark Souls 3. I didn't finish Dark Souls 2 because I was in the middle of playing that when this came out. And this is just completely taken over. And I would say, I'm at 120. I don't know when it will fucking end, and when it does end, I'll probably just fucking play it again with someone different, like go with a magic character and completely change the way you play the game. So, but yeah, fucking right. Awesome.
Okay, well, I guess we'll get the next installment next week.
Nah, I can't be asked anymore.
Yes,
Gary's just said he'll help anyone that wants. I guess you could definitely get hold of him on our Discord and other places, I assume. And he says there, Green Man Gaming usually has it 15% off, I think.
Epic's 30% off. I know. Oh, I don't know. Sorry. No, I was thinking of Inscription.
Elden Ring. Elden Ring is it's always on for a Green Man Gaming. I picked it up there, pre-ordered it, 20% off. So I got it for £40. So yeah,
that's a pre-order success story, isn't it?
They've got a good track record as far as I'm concerned. It would have to be a massive fuck up for that game to be like.
Never say never.
We've seen these things. It's a disaster, really, considering how great like Witcher 2 was. Well, I think the thing is, they had a bit of a track record for their games being a little bit broken when they first came out. It wasn't mega broken like Cyberpunk was when it came out. But yeah, I don't know if it's this weekend, I think they've dropped it to 18% off, I think, at Green Man Gaming. So it's not super cheap, obviously, but it's a... It's a AAA game, effectively, and it's only £50 full price.
Ooh, greedy devs.
Yeah, shocking, isn't it, when some people are charging £70 for the base games of their game, versions of their games, and then trying to get you to spend like £100 on the games.
Yeah.
And they're not as good. So I think, well, like I say, money spent per hour is fucking ridiculously low for me.
Look, if you'd spent £70 on it, we'd still be saying you've got value. There's no argument there, is there?
It's like less than 50p an hour now for me.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay, all right. Well, look, I think if that's it, then.
Well, I did put a question. I'll put it in the news section, but I was going to ask Neil if he's played the Inscription DLC patch.
The mod? Well, they basically just added the endless mode to the game. They've added a rogue-like mode to the first. So basically, you just endlessly play the first part of the game, I think. I don't really know. I playing it when it was in early days of... So I was in the beta program for it, but I was a bit like, I've not really gone in and spent any time on it.
Because I know last time we spoke about it, I think you said that they might be releasing this endless mode.
Yeah, it literally came out the other day.
And they have, so.
It's good. It's a good one of those, Inscription. The first part is a good one of those, and the rest of the game is interesting and unexpected.
Cool.
Potentially. So.
All right, watch this space. Still. Okay, all right. Well, then, look, it just leaves us now. I think we just say a thanks. I'm not sure who's been in the chat, if anyone is able to give some...
I know Gary's been there and Paul.
Yeah.
I don't know who else.
If they didn't interact, they don't get a thank you, so... They get a thank you, a general thank you. They don't get an individual thank you, but thanks everyone for joining us and popping your head in. We really appreciate that. Oh my gosh, look at the numbers. 8. Wow, we're right up there.
It says 7 on mine, but you know.
Oh. Thank you everyone. Dave, do you want to do our finish?
Yes, of course. Yes, I'd like to say thank you for listening to the Sealed Podcast. If you'd like to ask us questions or get involved, please contact us on either Twitter at Sealed Podcast, email us at sealedpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on our Discord. A link is pinned on Twitter. We have a YouTube and Twitch channels at which we upload and stream to regularly. And you've already done the shout out to Twitch.
Thank you, everyone.
So, it's been great, guys, catching up. I'm saying sorry about last week.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm just looking at myself now and I look absolutely shattered. I'm like, I'm going to go to bed.
Catching up with you.
Work's hard, especially when you work really hard.
We'll know about that.
Glad it's the weekend.
Okay, all right then, gents, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we'll have Pilch back soon, and until next time then, goodbye and have a great weekend.
Yep.
Thanks, see you guys.
Bye.
Later.
Dave's waving. Dave is waving.